Grazie per la vostra gioia per...
Speaking to the tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered in a sunny St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the first moments of his election.
E come passa in fretta il tempo.
I can't believe that a year has already passed, he said, since that unexpected and surprising moment when the cardinals of the conclave selected me to succeed the much-loved and dearly departed John Paul II.
Succedere al grande Papa Giovanni Paolo II.
Pope Benedict XVI remembered those first hours of his papacy with much emotion and thanked all who've supported him since then.
Dear brothers and sisters, on this, the first anniversary of my election as successor of St. Peter, I thank the Lord for his unfailing help, and I express my gratitude to all those who have supported me by their prayers. I ask you to continue praying that by God's grace I may always be a gentle and firm shepherd for Christ's flock.
Pope Benedict then turned to his catechesis based on the Easter message as presented in John's Gospel.
During these days of Easter, the Church proclaims the good news of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. The Paschal Mystery is the core of our feast. Our yearly celebration of Easter is a foretaste of the eternal joy of heaven.
Pope Benedict invites all of us to take part in this joy, to allow ourselves always to keep the faith and to share this with everyone we meet.
This joy is renewed each Sunday at the celebration of the Eucharist, when we proclaim the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come, and celebrate the new life received in baptism. During these days of Easter, all Christians are called to encounter the risen Lord, to renew their faith in him, to be transformed by the power of his grace, and to share with the men and women of our time the good news that Christ is truly risen.
Pax vobis.
Then, on a more solemn note, before ending the audience, Pope Benedict appealed for peace in the Holy Land. The Pope said that it was with much pain that he had received the news of last Monday's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, which killed 9 and wounded dozens of people as the area was packed with Israelis on vacation during the Passover holiday. He says he feels the need to express his firm condemnation of this act of terrorism, echoing again the call he made against terrorism during his Sunday Easter message. The Islamic Jihad group has claimed responsibility for the attack, the deadliest bombing in more than a year. The group has said that it was responding to repeated Israeli attacks on Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Pope Benedict prayed that the Lord, the Prince of Peace, be close to both Israelis and Palestinians so that they may take the correct steps to live by each other as children of the one Heavenly Father. I'm Catherine Smybert.